China predicts 90% chance GOP takes the House because of Biden. By Francis Martel on October 11, 2022. The Chinese government-run Global Times newspaper predicted in a column published Tuesday that Democrats would suffer a catastrophic loss in next month's midterm elections, and squarely placed the blame at the feet of left-wing President Joe Biden. The Global Times, which regularly condemns elections as chaotic and promotes communist totalitarianism as a more harmonious alternative, lamented that free and fair elections in America would result in a more divided U.S. government no matter which party takes control. Congress under Republican control of both houses, it claimed, would somehow still result in division and increased global distrust in America. The Chinese regime propaganda outlet filled the rest of its pages on Tuesday with assertions that the upcoming Chinese Communist Party Congress, in which dictator Xi Jinping will reassert his violent stranglehold on power, will give the world a sense of stability compared to free societies where citizens can choose who governs them. The Global Times analysis of the U.S. midterm elections blamed all Democrat Party woes on Biden, which is branded the party's biggest negative equity. Citing Chinese regime-approved experts, the state newspaper assessed that Biden has dragged down drastically the favorable views of the Democrats due to his poor performance as president. Biden is so unpopular, research fellow Lu Xiong told a propaganda outlet, that even if America experiences miraculous economic growth in the last quarter before the elections, it's unlikely to change the final outcome that most likely the Democratic Party will lose the House. Lu said that, thanks to Biden, Republicans have a 90% chance of taking Congress. I have not seen the approval ratings curve of a U.S. president like Biden, whose average approval ratings in the second year of his term were almost the lowest in American history since approval ratings were introduced, a stunned Lu said. A poll published by the firm Civics dated October 10 found that, nationally, over half of Americans, 52%, disapprove of Biden's job performance, compared to 40% who said they approved. Biden's disapproval rating was higher than his approval in only 11 states, most of them in the left-leaning northeast of the country. His average disapproval rating in key Senate battleground states, such as Georgia, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, was about 15 points higher than his approval ratings there. Another poll published in late September by The Economist and YouGov found that voters largely reject Biden's stance on most key issues at stake in the midterm elections. On abortion, for example, 48% of respondents disapproved of Biden's handling of the issue compared with 35% who said they approved. The breakdown was similar for his handling of crime and the economy and significantly worse for immigration. Polls appear to reflect that American voters are weighing their feelings towards Biden when approaching their local midterm elections. A poll published last month by Rasmussen Reports found that a plurality of respondents, 46%, would describe the midterms as a referendum on Biden's performance as president. Half said they believed Biden should reorient his policy agenda if Republicans take back the House of Representatives. Citing another expert, The Global Times claimed that part of the nationwide rejection of Biden stemmed from the fact that the president didn't effectively promote any domestic agenda even in the past 2 years in a Democrat-controlled Congress. This, the Chinese newspaper claimed, also fueled poor foreign policy, as Biden's inconsistent and unstable policy and chaotic response to domestic affairs will also make more countries lose trust in the U.S. Chinese state propaganda outlets have also frowned upon Biden's handling of international affairs. In addition to routine griping about policies in place during the Biden administration such as the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, which blocks slave-made products from occupied East Turkestan from American stores, the state-run China Daily complained this week that Biden's attempts to increase oil production abroad while not investing in domestic production resulted in humiliation. China Daily also mocked Biden for alarmingly warning of the impending end of humanity in remarks last week. On oil prices, China Daily described the decision by the OPEC Plus oil cartel to limit production as a humiliation for the Biden administration, as it had pinned its midterm election hopes on the OPEC Plus cooperativeness. It is natural that the oil-producing countries seek to maintain the oil price at a reasonable level by taking advantage of their position to adjust output accordingly. The U.S. administration has no rights to interfere in their decision-making, China Daily scolded. In an editorial on Monday, China Daily described Biden predicting a potential Armageddon in the near future as unhelpful. Biden had claimed that the Russian invasion of Ukraine had brought the world close to the prospect of Armageddon for the first time since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Biden's choice of words seems to be brandishing the use of nuclear weapons, rather than reducing that possibility, which has thus raised eyebrows around the world, China Daily claimed. Then citing disapproving remarks from French President Emmanuel Macron and Pope Francis. Americans nationwide will go to the polls on November 8 to elect a variety of regional positions including congressional seats, governorships, and local offices.